Whatever the side, lessons from the Lev. Parish of Smatos and Masa entering Sefer Bar Midbar. Big Brother is watching you. That's the topic today. We'll see exactly what I'm trying to talk about, what I'm trying to say. You know, the truth is that with the advent of the amazing Big Brother watching you idea, which I'm sure you understand what I'm talking about, but for those that are, you know, in listening land, I'll explain it. There are cameras all over the world now. Everywhere you go, you know, Baruch Hashem, you can't commit a crime without doing the time, without somebody, you know, knowing what you're doing. And then they made the show, I think it was called Big Brother, yeah? And they watched everything that people do. It's a terrible show. But the concept, what is it called? Acha Gadol, right? It's like Big Brother. It's same, yes? You take brother, you take Gadol, yes? Okay. And so the concept is that you see it. And unfortunately, reality shows do very well. We want to know what's going on in everybody's life. That's what Facebook, you know? You know, okay. So that actually, I think, is a positive. The Ribbono Shel Olam creates things, as we know. It's a positive to know. Just like the Ribbono Shel Olam is always watching us, and we forgot about that, so camera's always watching us, and unfortunately those are the things that kind of scare us. So there is a fascinating pasuk in the beginning of the parsha, although we use two of the psukim, which is a famous and important pasuk for you guys to know. It's in Parshas Matos, in our first parsha, and the first part of it talks about the request, which of course is difficult for us to understand, of the Shvatim of Reuben and Gad, and what will be with their descendants. They, of course, we had the request of the Eivor HaYarden, and then we had the whole concept of what will happen when there's war. So the Pasuk tells us the concept that I want to bring out, but it says that the land of Eretz Yisrael is going to be conquered in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is in Perek Lamed Bet, Pasuk Chaf Bet. It's going to have Kivush Haaretz, V'nichvasha Haaretz L'fnei Hashem, V'achatosh V'yisem Nekiyam Yashem Yisrael, V'yisem Haaretz Hazos Lachem L'achuza L'fnei Hashem. Reminding us of the importance, the beauty of Eretz Yisrael. We're in the middle of the 3 weeks. We need these remembrances to remind us of what we're missing, what we don't have today. We have Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, but not in the way the Torah wants it to be with the Beis HaMikdash. And it has this line, Vayisim Nikiyam Yashem Yisrael. It's a very important line. The Gemara uses this line many times. That the land in itself will be conquered. We have to go, Moshe's telling that we're going to go battle. He's going to go to battle. Of course, it's going to be Yoshua. He's going to be going to battle. When we reach Eretz Yisrael, and the Yisim Nekiyam Hashem Yisrael, you'll be free of your obligation, Hashem Yisrael. So the Chassam Sofer writes in a letter to his child. He has a bunch of different drushos that he wrote to his children. And I quote, "My son and disciple, you should know that this pasuk caused me great anguish all of my days. It contains two obligations. One, not to be, or to be guiltless, in the eyes of Hashem, Vayisim Nekiyam Mi Hashem, Umi Yisrael, though it says. And the other is to be guiltless in the eyes of the people. Two yokes are placed on our backs. The first obligation is to be beyond reproach in judgment in heaven, and that's much easier than the second, to be beyond reproach in judgment from the people. This is so because people think strange thoughts and far-fetched thoughts sometimes," says the Chassam Sofer. "And we have to be careful that every far-fetched thought that they can think of, we won't do, so people shouldn't think ill of us." The whole concept of Marasayan, right, which seemingly to some people make no sense, is what? Is that somebody will think that the fact that you're going into McDonald's and eating your sandwich there, they'll think it's a ham sandwich, and think McDonald's is kosher now. Right? There's a whole concept, you know, they're going to Dorney Park tomorrow. So I've given the shiur already. It's not going to be today's shiur. You know, going to different parks and eating what you're doing. So you see a firm person that's eating something. I had this last year when I chaperoned the trip to Boston. And a kid was eating Dunkin' Donuts, delicious tarfus-based croissant sandwich with egg and probably bacon in it for all I know. And I unfortunately did maybe the inappropriate reaction. I took the sandwich and immediately threw it in the garbage. That was my form of giving him, you know, musr and tochacha. And he said to me, "I can't believe you just threw it out. It was kosher." I said, there's no kosher, you know, Quincy Market doesn't have a kosher dunkos. Yes, it is kosher. The lady behind the counter, I asked her if it was kosher, and she said, yes. So I said, okay, it's very nice, but I don't think she's the mashkicha of kashrus. And we have to be very careful with this. What other people think. Moreover, says the Chassam Sofer, God forbid, if someone fails to remain guiltless in the eyes of people, his punishment is infinitely worse than only the failure between Hashem. This is the concept, as we know, the Gemara in Yuma says, I'll quote you some other Gemaras as well. The Gemara in Yuma speaks about being guilty of the terrible Isser of Chil Hashem. There's no atonement on Yom Kippur for Chil Hashem, says the Gemara. Heaven forbid. How difficult is that concept of that? The Gemara talks about a Talmid Chacham who goes to a butcher. This is concept of Ayisim Nekiyam Yashem Yisrael. And takes meat from the butcher and fails to pay for it. The Gemara says in Yuma. It's a great sin, it says. What do you mean? The guy's going to pay afterwards. Aye, but they're going to say, look, that frum person left without paying. Even though he has a deal that he can pay after, people will think that he didn't pay. Ayisim Nekiyam Yashem Yisrael. Crazy. There was, I don't know if you guys know about this, but there was that famous speech that the director of the camp gave, right? There was a speech, I know, my daughter told me, to the teams that were going to Walmart. And he said, the famous, I'm sure, anybody went to any high school, I'm sure, went to grade school, you had to get on the bus and you say, you're representing your school, you're wearing yarmulkes, you're going into Central Park, don't think people aren't watching you. Chil Hashem. Be careful. They're going to be like, no, I was just doing it. Everybody litters on the floor. No, but the front person litters, that's a Chil Hashem. And then, of course, the second one, you go into Dorney Park, you know, please and thank you are the magic words. Make sure, Vayisim Nekiyam Yashem Yisrael. The concept is that we all are guilty of this. Shlomo HaMelech tells us in Koheles, there's no tzaddik in the world that shall lo yichta. That's the concept, that people will think something of us, and that will cause great distress. Just some examples. Gemara in Pesachim, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, tells the concept of the collectors, the Gabai. She'ein lahem aniyim l'chalek, he has no, at the moment, no aniyim to give charity to. So what would he do? He collects the food in a large vessel. The Gemara says, v'ein machirim la'atzmam. You can't take it for himself, even though it's for later, and sell off the food. He has a great idea. It's going to spoil the food. So he's going to take it for himself and pay them back. No. Vayisim nikiyam yisham yisrael. It's one gemara. The Mishnah in Shkalim. B'shlosha kupos shall shlosh sa'in chumasam hashlishi. They have to be careful that when you walked in and you were the gabe stock and you collected in the Beis HaMikdash, you couldn't have on you. This is an unbelievable concept. You couldn't wear lo be menael, lo be sandal, lo be tefillin, lo be kamea, so that someone shouldn't say, oh yeah, he probably stored in his tefillin some of the money from the Beis HaMikdash. Can you imagine? Beis HaMikdash, Yisrael Mishra, the pasuk is quoted. Rapam points out on this pasuk, Beis HaMikdash, Yisrael Mishra, he said he always had a hard time understanding this Gemara. We have such a concept. Can you imagine, guys? Tefillin, you're going to steal... So he said, until he heard a story, which happened a number of years ago, about someone who was accused. They were coming into the country, happened to be from Brazil, and he was cornered that maybe he had some diamonds that he hadn't paid the proper authorities for, snuck them in. And they searched, and he had no false bottom. I don't know if you ever see it, they have these shows now on TV. He had no false bottoms in the lug, nothing. And they asked him, what are these boxes you have? What are the tefillin? He says, those are holy phylacteries with the holy word of God in it. And he said, well, okay, we're going to put it through the holy x-ray machine, which will see if there are only parshas in there. And there weren't. There were diamonds in there. And Rapam said, you see, somebody could just take something so kadosh and make it into something that's not kadosh. And there's a lot of other gemaras I don't want to get into. The Yerushalmi over there in Shkolim as well. But the concept is that we have to be so careful. We know about Chil Hashem with Hashem, but I want to focus on Chil Hashem with other people and how we react and who we are. And honestly, I think this gives us another interesting point. Because in Parshas Maaseh, right, in the next portion of our Parsha, how many Masa'ot were there? Anybody know? How many Masa'ot? It's actually a very long Aliyah. There were 42. 42 Masa'ot. So when we ask, why were there 42 Masa'ot? The Aliyah goes on for all 42, because those are the journeys of Bnei Yisrael. Rashi has the famous comment, it's like a child that was sick and got better, and the father goes, oh, this is the hospital that we went to when you first got sick, but they couldn't help you, and we went to this doctor, and then we went to this one, and he stops and he says, that's Bnei Yisrael. And we're not allowed to interrupt the journeys. And it symbolizes the 42 name of the Rabbanu Shalom, the letter name of the Rabbanu Shalom. The Baal Shem Tov is quoted in the name of his grandson, the Mate, Degel Mate Ephraim, that everybody goes through 42 Masa'ot in his life. We have this in our own lives. We have different trials and tribulations that Hashem sees whether or not we're going to succeed or not. The concept is, how do we accomplish them? When something comes at us, do we have what the Baal Shem Tov calls Yediyas Hashem? Do we know that Hashem is always with us? Vayisem Nekiyam, that we're more scared of people. We're more scared of what people are going to say about us. We're more scared that, oh, those cameras are going to actually show. Oh, thank God they put cameras in the canteen. Because now if I'm not showing Nekiyam in the canteen, oh, somebody's actually watching it, which we know not to be true, but okay, there's a concept there. Maybe I'll be scared. Right? And this is actually halacha l'maisa, by the way, when it comes to different halachas of kashrus, maybe, bishalah, different things that might actually work in yichud and things like that. But I wanted to focus on one last point based on these masa'ot. And this is the Rambam. The Rambam counts in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Yichud Hashem, the knowledge of Hashem, as one of the mitzvahs. And if you look at the Rambam over there in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he actually uses that word that we saw in the Baal Shem Tov, Yediyas Hashem, to know God. Rav Salvechik picks up on this in Al HaTshuva, one of his most famous svarim, one of the few svarim that actually Rav Salvechik approved to be written, as opposed to everything out that's today, that was written after he passed away. And Rav Salvechik explains that what is the concept of the knowledge of Hashem, Yediyas Hashem? So he uses the concept of Bechol Derachecha Deyu, Pasuk and Mishnah, that we should know Hashem in everything that we do. My central goal in my life is the relationship I have with Hashem. This orientation carries me through every activity, lending him in the long run to achieving knowing God, Yediyas, know Hashem. And in fact, there's a halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, that says in Orach Chaim, Siman 231, that says what? Yediyas Hashem is a mitzvah in the Torah. And it's not just something the Rambam learns, halacha. You have to know Yediyas Hashem. And everything you do is to follow Hashem. In fact, Rav Nevenzel in his Mishnah Berurah writes, this is halacha l'maisa. Sometimes, it's true, Rav Yosef Karo was such a holy Jew, so he put things in. No, this is not just a thing that extra pious people do. Everything I do is Yediyas Hashem. But Yisim Nekiyam Hashem Yisrael, this concept in our Parsha, this Masa'os in the Parsha, is focusing on one thing. Who am I? Am I a real person? Do I actually focus on what my life is about? Am I really doing things that are godly? As we approach the time, we're in the 3 weeks. You might have not recognized that from the music. But we're approaching the more difficult time, the 9 days on Friday. The focus of Chil Hashem is in you. Chil Hashem is not about the klal, right? When we talk about Lashon Hara Lo Medaber Alai, or we talk about the concept of Sinas Chinam, I'm talking about you. Forget about everybody else. Chil Hashem is V'yisad Nekiyam Hashem Yisrael. God gives you trials and tribulations in your life. How do you deal with them? Who are you? Does God look at you and say, wow, that's a good Jew? Do other people say that about the person? Or do people say, and I've heard this many times, you know what that guy looks like in shul? That's not who he is in business. Oh, that's not who he is. Wow, when that guy goes into the business world, forget about it. He's a different person. Do you act differently? Obviously, this is the famous concept of private and publicly. Who are you? My job is not to give you mussar, and that's why I'm going to do it. But one doesn't have to go much farther than discussing, is God really part of your life? Do you really have a yediyat Hashem? Do you really know a knowledge of God? What does it mean? It doesn't mean I can physically touch Hashem, or, you know, I can go into the forest and meditate. No, it means, do I care to have a relationship with God? And the first way is when you wake up in the morning. Do I care to actually go to shul on time? Do I care that I'm part of a waiter program that's dafka for learners, for people who want to learn Torah? Do I go to the leader of the Rosh Kailo and say, Rebbe, can I learn something else? Maybe this isn't for me, but I want to be, can you help me? I'm struggling. B'yisim nikim Hashem Yisrael. I know God knows what I'm doing. God knows that I'm going back to the bunk for 25 minutes so I can catch the last episode of whatever. God knows I'm trying to find a hot seat. God, is this who I want to be? Is that who I am? You all have, I think, a day off tomorrow. So what is your day off going to look like? It's going to be a day off that's going to be Ratzon Hashem? Yedias Hashem? Is it going to start off by you getting up late, by not going to Minyan? Is it going to start off by you, forget about Mincha, there's no Mincha tomorrow. So I don't have to even down B'yichidus. Kosher food, oh, Cinnabon, it's kosher in New Jersey, so maybe it's kosher here. Starbucks, I don't even care about the list, it's probably everything. Besides what everybody will look at and seeing what you're doing, besides how you're reacting, sometimes you can't avoid it. I was in the Walmart on Friday, and I was coming, I was with my son, I was, you know, it's boring in Walmart when your wife's shopping. And I was trying to have fun with him, and we, you know, the carts were going a little. And I went around the curb a little bit fast, and you know, there was almost an accident. And I immediately said, excuse me, sir, it was some, obviously, hick. I said, oh, sorry, sir, just trying to have fun with the son. And he said some nasty thing under his breath. I'm sure about Jews and so on and so forth. You know what? It wasn't nice what he said, I'm sure, but he's in the Kimon, he's in Mishal. Shouldn't act that way in a place. This is the only time they see Jews all year. How do we react? Who are we? How do we react as waiters? I know it's difficult. Oh, this is hard. That's hard. What's my reaction? The kids that are much younger than you, how do they see you? This is the time. This is it. You want the base of English to be rebuilt? Be a walking Kiddush Hashem, not a walking Chil Hashem. Be someone that the Rabbanu Sholem wants to say, Vayisim Nikim. That's someone people look at and go, that's a fine gentleman. That's a fine person. He might be struggling. It might be difficult for him. But he's following what he should be doing. It's important to him. Regimen is something very important. You might wake up in the morning and say, I know all the halachas. I know there's a thing called Negel Vasser and Birchas Torah and it doesn't speak to me. No. This is who I am. Hopefully Hashem will give me the strength that one day it'll mean more to me. It doesn't mean as much to me now. And maybe I have to do something about Shacharis meaning something to me. And coming on time to learn it. And doing the mitzvahs in the appropriate way. That is rebuilding the base of English. Yes, how other people see me, obviously, guys, that there's nothing more important than that. Big Brother is watching is not just the Rabbanu Shalom. What do you want to be seen? You know, the famous line. You know, what is your tombstone going to say? What is it going to say about you? He tried to go to Minyan sometimes. He was an okay waiter. He knew his tips were pooled anyway, so he was only okay. Or are you going to say, I want to be better? Especially if you're saying to yourself, but wait, Rebbe, this isn't last year's waiter group. We didn't go to Israel for the year yet. So we have all that time to firm out now. We got the whole year. This is practice time. You know, I always call, you know, the 12 years before Shana Aleph is like the Ramban's, you know, living in Chutz La'aretz, it's only preparation for doing the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. I'm prepared, I'm working on it. No. Vayisim Nekiyam Yashem Yisrael. That's what rebuilds the base of English. That's the concept of Kiddush Hashem. We have to get away. Yediyas Hashem is getting away Chil Hashem for our life. Everything I do revolves around Hashem and who He is and what we are. That is what is in Mirtz Hashem, build the Beis HaMikdash, v'meheir v'yameinu.